Okay, here we are. Matthew Russell Lee, Inner City Press, here. The Southern District of New York Courthouse. Today, Thursday, April 11th, 2024. Now, we're filming in a different direction, mostly because of the building at the end of the street, but we'll get to that in a moment. On the Trump docket, yet another bid. Yet another day at the Appellate Division. Yet another shoot-down of delaying the trial that is slated to begin with jury selection, April 15th. We will be on it. That you can trust. Now, the reason we're covering two trials, among others, here in the SDNY. One is the Avi Eisenberg Mango Markets trading exploit. Now, the interesting thing is it's very different than SBF. This is one in which basically Avi Eisenberg gamed the system. This Mango Markets, it's a DeFi platform run by a DAO, and he found a way to jack up the value of his collateral, take a big loan, leave the collateral, and hit the road. That's a summary. You can read the whole blow by blow. But yesterday, a government expert witness was cross-examined on owing back taxes in North Carolina and said, I'm not here to talk about that. But they made it seem relevant, and I'm wondering what the jury is making of all this stuff. We're going to be in it to the end. There's a case, an NYU case, in which a Dr. Carmody sued for retaliation, discrimination, but they say it's because she mistreated a VIP patient. It's more than you think, and you can find it on Inner City Press. All of this is, I'm rushing to because behind me is 26 Federal Plaza, which is a big federal building here in New York. And it's also where people go to apply for asylum. And there was a case that we began covering more than a year ago in which a man, an armed guard, apparently from a private contractor, but paid for by the government, with a gun in the building, forced an asylum seeker to have sex, non-consensual sex. And so we've been following it because they kept talking about a plea bargain. I kept wondering what it's going to be. Well, yesterday, quietly in the mag court, it emerged. The guy was allowed to plead only to false statements to an FBI agent, i.e. the day after the assault, after the complaining victim had come forward, he denied that it happened, that he had sex at all in the building, much less a non-consensual. And so after all of this processing, he pled out the cap on his sentence is 60 months, and he probably will get 60 months, but he faced 168 for what he actually did. And he stipulated, in some weird way, the plea agreement says that all took place. It's just that he's not getting charged with that count. The case is U.S. versus Solano Arias, and we've written about it. And the question, maybe this is a crowdfunding question, did they have to inform the victim? Maybe they did, and the victim didn't want to testify, and that could explain all this. But there was no mention yesterday about notifying the victim, and that seems highly problematic. Now, of course, the United Nations sends its peacekeepers out into countries like the CAR and the Democratic Republic of the Congo. They commit rape, and there's no discussion of victims. In fact, we've written the number of questions to the spokesman, Stefan Dujarric, asking what's been done for the victim, and they don't even answer. Because they can take your money and not answer any questions. But we will not rest. We'll continue to push it. Inner City Press, and we'll be covering that Trump trial.